VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, guys? Do you often run out of money by the end of every month and you're just so poor that you can live for instant noodles or a loaf of toast until payday? Well, you might not be alone. Studies have shown that more than 40% of office workers in Taiwan live from paycheck to paycheck. Honestly, that's quite a lot. So guys, it's really essential to watch today's video. It might help you change the way you manage your money. Alright, let's get started. You're not making savings a priority. Whether you're saving for a house, for that new car, or simply for your retirement, you will never reach your goal unless you make savings a priority. 你没有把储蓄列为优先，不论是为了一栋房子，为了那辆新车，或者只是为了退休生活。如果不先把储蓄列为优先，你将永远无法达成目标。那我们接着来看句子的发音。首先是 savings 这个字。这里的 A 我们要发 A 的音 say 后面为 vin 最后再轻轻的带上 S 念作 savings savings 接着是 priority 开头的 I 我们要发 I 的音念作 pri pri 那后面的 O 则是发 O 的音后面的 I 呢则是发 a 后面的 T 我们会弱化它然后 Y 发 E 的音并且把重音放在第二个音节念作 priorityPriority 接着是 retirement 开头的 E 我们要发 E 的音念作 re 那后面的 T-I-R-E 则是念 tire 那后面的 E-N 则是发 N 的音最后再轻轻的带上 T 并且一样把重音放在第二个音节念作 retirement 再来是 reach 这个字在这里 E-A 要发 E 的音 C-H 为 CH念作 reach 那最后我们看到 unless 这个字这里的 u 我们要发 a 的音念作 un 那后面的 e 则是发 a 一样把重音放在第二个音节念作 unless 那我们再来放慢速度念一次句子咯 You're not making savings a priority Whether you're saving for a houseFor that new car, or simply for your retirement, you will never reach your goal unless you make savings a priority. 接着来看今天的第一个单字，就是 savings， 它是 save 的名词，意思是存款或是储蓄金，比如说像这样。The woman spent most of her savings to rescue stray animals.女人花上了她大部分的积蓄来救援流浪动物。那流浪动物在英文就是叫 stray animals， 所以流浪狗呢就是 stray dogs， 流浪猫就是 stray cat。那接着我们看到第二个单词叫做 priority， 它是一个名词，意思是优先考虑的事。那我们先来看一下这个例子。The priority for now is to finish this project by tomorrow.现在的首要任务是在明天之前完成这个项目。那另外呢，还有两个字跟它长得很像。第一个是 minority， 那这是一个单数名词，意思是少数。那它的反义词呢，我们等一下会讲到，叫做 majority。那我们先来看 minority， 我们可以怎么造句 ？A minority of employees weren't satisfied with their year-end bonus.少数员工对他们的年终奖金感到不满意。那句子中的 year end bonus 就是年终奖金的意思，所以如果尾牙呢，就会叫做 year end party。那刚刚有讲到 minority 的反义词叫做 majority， so obviously 它的中文就是大多数或是大部分的意思。那它呢，一样也是个单数名词。And the example is like this.The majority of students voted for Emmy to be the next chairperson of the student council.
多数学生投票给 Amy 作为下一届学生会主席。
那句子中的 chairperson 就是主席的意思，而 student council 呢则是学生会。那接着就是最后的单字了，叫做 retirement， 它是一个名词，意思是退休退职。那接下来这个例句，不知道你们的爸爸妈妈会不会有这种规划？My parents have decided to move to the country after their retirement. 我的父母决定退休后搬到乡下。那句子中的 country 不是国家，而是乡下的意思。那 retirement 呢？这个字是 retire 加上 ment 形成的，所以我们接下来看一下 retire 这个字，它是一个动词，一样是退休、退职的意思。那我们来看一下例句。What age should I retire in Taiwan now? Is it 65? 现在在台湾我几岁应该退休啊？65岁吗？ Okay, that's all for today. I think the best way to avoid living from paycheck to paycheck is to force yourselves to save a certain amount of money every single month. Because as the saying goes, many a little makes a mickle.I hope you have enjoyed today's video and the pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to record the sentence and see you soon. Bye!